Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
We're going to mention Milo Hamilton because he passed away today at 88. I would just say there's probably better people in the city to honor Milo Hamilton than me.
Hate to see anybody die, but it's not like Milo had a shortened run.
No.
This is a guy who lived a pretty full life.
And he was here, and he was, he was beloved by a lot of people, and he was really great at his job. 2016 Pro Football Hall of Fame class nominees. Both of us believe T.O. is a lock.
T.O., you can't get past number three. Even Brett Favre, there's people who wouldn't put Brett Favre on a top 10 list. I tend to think Darren Sharper is it should be there as well.
That's a different issue, too.
But yeah, I'm almost sure that he won't be because he's now a convicted serial rapist. If you went on performance alone,
yeah,
he's one of the best at what he did. I'm almost sure Darren Sharper won't get in.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Well, Darren Sharper would be in that same Hall of Fame with Bill Cosby, I would think. Hour number three. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776, and that's just some of the stuff that we did. We also talked a lot about the debates and had a lot of really angry people saying, get back to sports. Y'all talk sports. So, but also a lot of people who enjoyed it. And I thought we had a really good discussion. So I appreciate everybody who participated in that. And it's all available at podcastarena.com. So go check it out. Anything you missed is always right there. And you can go back and listen to the show. You can also, if you're just getting out of your car when you get home, you can catch us on TuneIn Radio. You can catch us on the ESPN Radio app. You can also get us online at ESPN975.com. And if you miss Gym of the Day, it involves robot sex. And Texter says, not many other sports shows where you can hear about banging robots. Well, it's kind of a thing for me. I mean, I'd enjoy it.
A lot of people recommending that Ex Machina.
Yeah, movie. Blair mentioned that, and a couple other people did. Said, if you want the consequences of realistic robot sex, watch Ex Machina. I'm going to have to watch that.
Yep.
It looks like it's right up my alley anyway from seeing the previews. That robot chick is hot. All right, let's squeeze a couple phone calls in. Let's try Matt. What's up, Matt?
Sports and robots, fellas.
Sports and robots to you.
Hey, I wanted to touch on a point that I think that doctor wasn't thinking about when he wrote the little article about how bad the sex robots would be. Is millions of women who end up getting taken from, like, China or Eastern Europe or something, or like South America, and sold into the sex business and everything here in the underground underbelly of America. You know what I'm saying? So that would eliminate a lot of that. I mean, a lot of it. So it has its benefits. And for me, I'm thinking the guys who sex robots would desensitize in their relationships with their girlfriends already probably have crappy relationships with their girlfriends. So how is that going to be any different?
Interesting.
It would cut down on the sex trade.
Yeah. I had never thought of that.
Yeah, that's really thoughtful call.
It was.
Yeah, that guy's got...
I'll tell you what.
That guy should have been on the stage last night.
Yeah, no kidding. Oh, man. Well, and the truth is, if it's going to cause problems with your personal relationship, your personal relationship's probably already got problems. And if your side piece is a robot instead of... Oh, I don't know, your friend's wife? Isn't that better for everybody?
Yeah.
I think I'm in on this.
Plus, there's a lot of maybe cheating that goes down, like the infidelity rates go down.
Yeah, because you don't need to cheat. You can just, if
you're mad at your wife, you just say, you know what, because then it's just like a masturbation tool. Like, I'm going to go use my robot, you know?
Yeah. And... not only that, you can...
Women are allowed to use machines. Why aren't...
No, exactly. What's the difference?
Now, I say that, but how would you feel if your wife had a sex robot?
I'd be okay with it.
Really? What if it was like, it was in really good shape? Like, it walked around your kitchen, like, drinking your coffee and...
Hey, man, whatever.
Leaving the milk out on the counter.
Whatever works for her, man. I'm fine. Yeah, I might want to get drunk and borrow that robot for myself.
What if the sex robot like starts canceling things you've got recorded on the DVR so he can watch his shows?
That would not work. He would have to...
That'd be the end of that.
Yeah, he would have to go. As long as you're just pulling him out of the closet every now and then, lighting him up. What the heck? 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. A lot of people asking thoughts on the game tonight between the Chiefs and the Broncos.
I think it's going to be rather low scoring.
Yeah, I... Somebody, that's a good question. Sorry. Would you let your friend borrow your robot?
No.
I don't think so. That's kind of gross, man. No.
Gross, man.
Huh.
Would you let your friend borrow your jock strap?
Yeah. Even if he washes it.
And that I can put in the washing machine.
Right. Right. If I was listening to Raheel and Granato this morning and a couple people mentioned it, whoever was doing the sports update was saying we were at two belows tonight.
Yeah.
What is up with this guy? Tony DeZiri.
Reminded him a couple times, but I don't know. I reminded him again today.
Well, you could just say, hey, listen
to this. This is the same guy that did Carlos Carrera. I don't know. I don't know about that guy.
Yeah, because I went in full panic mode. I'm like, what? We haven't mentioned it once this week? What the hell? So, no. Oh, man, you guys are taking this in such ridiculous directions. Anyway, I know the easy reaction is to act like the Broncos are, they're done and that the Chiefs look great because of what they did Sunday. But short week, I always like the home team. And I'm really concerned about Peyton. So yep. I would probably take the Chiefs tonight.
Yancey, my old friend from Beaumont. Just turned on the Blitz on ESPN Radio. Sex robots, glad to see you guys haven't lost your touch. We're still kicking, Yance.
I had something else I was going to get to, but I think we've been too far off on non-sports today. But there's something else that is actually, to me, almost as good as a sex robot.
What's that?
All right, I'm going to have to do it now because...
I'm curious.
Well, I don't know if you saw this, but there is an artist who has been taking Disney princesses making sexy pinups of them.
I saw that. Are you into that?
Yeah.
What, you know what's funny is my wife sent me something that was the same but different.
Yeah.
She sent me these fantasy pinups of... like movie serial killers, like Jason Voorhees and Freddy Krueger and Michael Myers. Like, so there's Jason.
Yeah, that's not sexy.
And there's Freddy, who's burned and scarred, which makes it a little bit gross.
And has no.
And there's Michael Myers.
Hmm.
That's very strange. Yeah, but these artists out here, I don't know what's going on.
Well, I would just say the guy who did it is Andrew Tarasoff. And it's tarasoff.com, T-A-R-U-S-O-V.
This is Carl von Frankenstein.
Really?
Yeah.
You know that guy's going to be a success.
No doubt.
Usually I would have Jasmine as my all-time number one, but the way he did these, I got to say Ariel won. And she has legs. I would like to see Ariel as a fish, too, because usually Ariel legs is 2 and Ariel fish is 3 in my ratings behind Jasmine. But right now I'd say Ariel 1, I would say Cinderella 2, and Snow White, simply because he's got her in bed with a smiling little dwarf.
Oh, you like that, huh?
It's a little creepy, but it's cool. And the Jasmine one,
strange character.
I am. And I make no bones about it, but I'm not really sure about his interpretation of Jasmine. I'm not really crazy about that.
Aren't real women enough for you?
No.
You're always like, I need an alien or a robot or
a Disney princess.
It's very strange. Like,
I just like, like variety, man. That's all. All right. No more Disney princess robot sex talk. We'll do a phone call real quick. Let's do Elon. Been on hold for a while. What's up, buddy?
Sports guys.
Sports to you.
Hey, if you guys had an ideal top five professional American athletes to run for president, who would you pick?
Boy.
I'll hang up and listen.
Top five.
Ugh, I don't think I could find five
these
athletes who are smart enough to run for president. Yeah. I'll tell you what, we'll think about that and we'll come back with two or three for you after the break.
I might be able to, I don't know if I can come up with one.
And we'll think about it. We'll see what we can come up with.
How about drunk Jeff Bagwell?
Yeah, that'd be pretty good.
I'll vote for him. That might be it. Dennis Rodman?
Maybe. He likes North Korea too much.
Maybe he could improve relations.
I don't know. Didn't he go over there and get drunk, cause problems? Well, most politicians shoot themselves in the foot, so why not Plaxico Burress?
Because he shot himself in the leg.
That's close enough. That's close enough.
No, that's not even a term. Shoot yourself in the leg. That's just something that happened.
All right. Well, we'll think about it. But right now, I got to tell you about FanDuel. And tell you what, you got a game coming up here. You can jump in right now. And if you like what you saw out of the Chiefs last week, there's certainly players of theirs you can use. FanDuel is the leader in one-week fantasy football with more winners and more payouts than any other site. They're paying out over $75 million a week this football season. Building a team is easy. Just pick your players, stand at the cap, and you just sit back and watch. And, you know, we've been doing that $5 league. Well, ours is filled for the week, but there's a lot of other ones. If you just want to spend a dollar, you can do that. If you want to play for a lot more money, all of that's available to you at FanDuel.com. And I love playing on FanDuel. And, in fact, I'm playing in the Sunday Million this week as well, which is $25 and $1 million to the winner. So all kinds of possibilities for you to make a lot of money on FanDuel. I know you guys are good at this. Sorry you missed out on this week's Blitz game, but we'll be doing it again next week, and just got to get in sooner, man, because that thing fills fast. Here's what you do. If you're new to FanDuel, you want to get set up, go to FanDuel.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, use my code FOWER, and sign up now. They're going to give you a great new offer, offer for new users. Every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it with up to $200 that gets earned as you play. That's a bonus of up to $200. The offer is only good for the first 50 people that use my code FOWER today. Don't forget to use the code F-A-O-U-R. FanDuel.com, where every day is a new season. That's FANDUEL.com. Sign up today.
Don't you dare close your eyes.
100,000
Hold your breath
to see. I'm like a shooting star. I've come so far. I can't go back to where I
The Blitz. Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Love's a curse. She's an angel. I'm just a man. I'll always love her till I can't stand.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. So, I told you my Milo story. Am I justified?
Yeah.
Okay. Just checking. Because you know me, I don't get too worked up over things. But anyway, somebody says if you loan your robot to a friend, does that make her a hobot? All right, we'll do some sportsy stuff. We haven't talked about the Astros yet. We probably need to. That's a bad look. You can't. When your ace goes out there and just gets plastered, I think you can start worrying about the wheels coming off. I really do. I know I was saying, well, they'll get home and win some games, but it may be that they're just wearing down. I don't know, but
I think maybe mentally they're losing it a little bit.
And that happens. That happens.
And I tweeted this last night, and there's a couple people who were like, no way. I really think not only did they lose a game in the standings last night, I think Dallas Keuchel probably lost his shot at being the Cy Young winner last night.
He may have. I think he
because I don't think Sonny Gray or David Price are giving up that many runs for the rest of the season.
No, and it's funny because I had pulled the thing to get to, and I was saving it for today in case he pitched well. But I basically went through several different sites, national sites, and who they had as their leading guy for the Cy Young. Yeah. And Keuchel has been. He was number one on almost every list, but I think after last night that would change. So at least for some of those guys, but McCullers going tonight, and of course we know what happened the last time McCullers went up to Arlington to pitch. He did what Keuchel did last night, gave up six runs in the first. So I'm not going to get into a sky is falling thing, but I'm not going to be surprised if this might be the part of the season where they just You know, they start falling apart because mentally, you know, it is new to all these guys. All right. I have a little college football thing here that I wanted to get to because it involves something that Jong will care about. The Sports Quotient did the four teams that could crack the top 25 soon. Number one on their list is Temple, which makes
sense. You like them.
Yeah, I like them. I actually had them 25th on
the list. I actually like them a lot this week, minus 10.
UMass. Yeah, I do too. That might be an actual play. Number two on their list is West Virginia, which
I'm not bullish on, but I mean, so far that it's hard to.
Yeah, Georgia Southern and Liberty, though. Let's not get too carried away. But number three on the list, the Houston Cougars.
I mean, like I said, they're going to win the first six games of the season. So, I think they will end up in the poll at some point.
Wow. So here it says they play three of their next five games on the road, but each of those are manageable. In fact, ESPN's FPI favors the Cougars in four of those games, with Tulsa being the lone exception. How could they not be favored at Tulsa? They were given only a 49.5% chance of winning that game. So, anyway, number three on their list. Number four, they have NC State.
Meh.
Okay. But that's their list.
Okay.
Just thought I would share that. All right, let's take a phone call. Alan, you are on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Yeah, hey, guys. What's going on?
Sports is going on.
Hey, man, check this out. I do understand, but I don't quite really understand about Houston Texans and the quarterback situation. Listen, if you're the New England Patriots or the Green Bay Packers or somebody with an elite quarterback, yeah, you panic if you start 0-4. If you're Houston Texans, hey, you get what you sign for. You sign two backups, two career backups. Do I think they're making a mistake by putting Mallett in? No, not really, because you've already been proven that Hoyer, when he was in Cleveland, that he's really going to just give you just a little bit to make you think that he's a elite quarterback or a quarterback that can get the job done, but at the end he fails for you. So go with Mallett, and then if you lose the next game, don't switch up again. Give Mallett a chance. You don't know. He hasn't started three or four games. I don't even know if he started two games. So give him a chance because you know what you got when you got Hoyer. Like I said, I don't understand what they're really panicking for. You've been 8-8 or a losing team, and that's just being frank about it. I'm going to hang up with this.
Yeah. Well, that does bring up an interesting question. What do you do if Mallett is absolutely no better? What happens then? Do you switch back? Do you do that next week? Do you wait three or four games? That's why I think this whole situation is just kind of screwed up, man. I honestly, I guess if you had made this choice in the beginning, you could say, well, we know what we got. We've got a veteran backup who can come in if he has to.
Yeah.
But I just think now, do you have to be stubborn and stick with a guy if he doesn't play well? I mean, that's the one thing we haven't really talked about. I mean, the hope is the guy's going to play better. What if he's worse? What if he comes out and plays worse? What happens then? And if you're going back and forth with guys, that's just I don't think that's a good thing at all. Somebody wants to know if you would name your sex robot. I'd probably name mine after Disney princesses, depending on, and then have different color hair for it based on each Disney princess. So there'd be Jasmine, there'd be Ariel. Yeah. Keep it fun.
Yeah.
That's how I would do it.
All right.
I found a Cy Young predictor on ESPN.com.
Yes.
You're going to be pretty surprised. And the AL is not even close. They have Dallas Keuchel running away with it, and the next two pitchers they have are not even starters. They have let me see here. They have Sean Tolson from Texas at number two, and they have Zach Britton from Baltimore. And the Sonny Gray.
I'm not sure how
four.
Much faith I have in that Cy Young predictor. Then, if that's the case,
and in the National League, you have two top runners. You have Zach Greinke and you have Jake Arrieta.
Yeah, yeah. That's a Greinke and Arrieta. That's to me. That's the race.
Yeah.
And then, but I think the AL, it's Keuchel, Gray, Felix, and David Price.
Yeah, David Price isn't on this list. It's
that list
Keuchel,
is nonsense.
Keuchel, and the next starter is Sonny Gray at four, and then Felix Hernandez at five.
Okay.
And I was saying this last week, Felix was sneaking back in this thing.
He really has.
And I guess...
Well, and now he's up to, 17, 18 wins?
17.
Yeah, to go with everything else. And I think Keuchel's probably got a couple more Ks than him. And
but 17.
Yeah, and most of these guys are better in the ERA department than Felix because he had some rough outings early. But
including a game against the Astros where he pulled what Keuchel did last night.
That dude's turned it around quite a bit.
NL MVP's Harper, I assume.
It seems to be the way most people are saying. A lot of people saying Cespedes should be in the conversation. I just don't think he spent enough time in the NL. Even though the Mets, since he's gotten there, have been amazing. I think that's you got to be there longer.
How about my man Josh Donaldson for the AL MVP?
In the discussion, I'm sure. I don't know. I think Mike Trout has kind of fallen back a little bit. I think it's one of those two guys. Donaldson has kind of leveled off himself, but Mike Trout's fallen back to the pack where, if you'd asked me a couple months ago, I would have said it's a no-brainer. It'd be him. I still think Lorenzo Cain should get some kind of look. I don't think he will. But I think if you, gun to head, you told me who's going to win, I think I'd probably tell you that your guy Donaldson is going to win.
And unfortunately, his team sucks, but Nelson Cruz is quietly having a real
good
season.
Man, Nelson
Cruz
should be in that conversation, but I don't think he will be. He really should be. It's funny that for Cy Young Award, no one cares if you're on a bad team, but MVP, and, when we talk about the NFL and things like that, if you're the MVP, you should be able to take your team to a certain level where you're at least capable of making the playoffs. That team is really bad. So I'm gonna go with Donaldson being your guy.
Hitting .301 right now, 38 homers, 119 RBIs, slugging
.580. He's a freak.
Yeah, he's Oakland gave him away
for nothing.
Yeah, why couldn't Oakland give him? Yeah, they give all these other players the Astros. Why couldn't they give us this guy?
I don't know.
So, Texter asks, how much of the Texans' problems are because of the crappy O line? Would any quarterback fare better? How do I put this without sounding? Well, here's the thing. I believe that a quarterback who gets rid of the ball at the right time will make an offensive line look better. And I do think that there were some times Hoyer could have gotten rid of the ball and didn't. But the offensive line did not play well, and it all kind of goes together. There's very few guys like Peyton Manning in his heyday didn't need an offensive line because he got rid of the ball so fast, and you could put anybody out there. And in this case, I think the Texans' offensive line didn't play well.
They played poorly.
They did, but sometimes a quarterback contributes to that by holding on to the ball too long. Yeah. And that turns into a chicken and egg thing, and sometimes it's hard to figure out. All right. We're going to take a very quick break. When we come back, I have an answer for you on which athlete I would vote for.
All right.
I'll tell you why. He's smart. He's got a presidential beard.
No presidents have beards anymore.
I know. We got to get back. We got to make America great again, AJ. So we got to get back to the 20s and 30s, apparently. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Win two tickets to the first annual Arts and Drafts Houston, presented by Ziegenbach Amber Beer, Goose Island IPA, and Grandma's Boys Lemonade, benefiting La Rosa Family Services, Saturday, September 19th at the Silo Houston. It's a celebration of beer, art, and entertainment. Tickets are just $30 in advance, so get yours now at artsanddraftshou.com and enjoy the works of local artists, craft beers, and Spike Lemonade. Caller number 10, you're going. All right, I told you who I would vote for. This would be my athlete presidential candidate. It's a guy who
current athlete. Okay.
Current.
I'm still sticking with drunk Jeff Bagwell and Dennis Rodman as my top. That's probably my ticket. Like, I don't know who I'd have as vice president.
Oh, probably somebody like Brandon Backey. Remember he got in that fight down in Galveston? That would be.
He doesn't have it. He doesn't have the rep. His on-field performance wasn't good. He sucks under pressure, man.
So we need what we need is
somebody, someone who's performed. You know, you need a Hall of Fame caliber guy.
Roger Clemens.
Yeah, he'd be good.
Hey, and he stood up to Congress and said, "Bleep you."
It's true.
There's a thought.
What about Rafael Palmeiro?
I don't know.
I mean, he fought the power, and he's already an established liar.
Yeah.
He can't even run. He's American.
You know, you're very wise, Jung. Very wise.
That's why we have him. All right, so my actual choice?
Ronda Rousey.
No, I like Ariel better. Of course, Ariel's not real.
Right.
But
can't have a cartoon president, Fred.
All right, too bad. Well, think about this. Guy's got a beard. Looks like one of the presidents from the 1800s.
Like William Taft?
Yeah. His SAT score was 1580.
Are you talking about Ryan Fitzpatrick?
I'm talking about Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Oh, all right, yeah.
Harvard economics major. There's your guy.
Yeah, smart guy. I would like a guy who's had more success athletically.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's... I mean, I'm not picking him to be my quarterback. I'd still rather have him than Brian Hoyer. But for president? That's pretty good. I'll take that if you want an athlete. So, anyway. Hey, something I wanted to get to is the complaining about play calling. I'm sure you saw the thing about Marshawn Lynch's mom.
Yeah.
Getting on Daryl Bevel. Did you see Pete Carroll's response?
I saw the offensive coordinator's response. I didn't see Pete Carroll's.
Yeah, Pete Carroll also basically just said, hey, you know, mom looking after a kid, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
So, and that, honestly, I don't know why people are kind of on Daryl Bevel, but he had a really good response, I thought, where he's talking about, hey, man, you know, the fans are great, but, you know, they follow this stuff closely, so everybody thinks they can do it. And that's the case. I mean, anywhere you go, you're going to see 20,000 assistant coaches in the stands. That's just how it works. And everybody plays Madden. So they think they know the play calls. But he said it in a fun way. The interesting one to me is what Blake Bortles had to say about the exact same thing. Said apparently there were some questions about Greg Olsen's play calling when they lost to the Panthers, which, okay, you lost 20-9, so.
I mean, it would have taken more than one play.
Yeah, but Bortles says, fans should not be questioning play calling. Says, I don't know. It's like a kindergartner saying something to a college kid. I'm like, okay. You know, there are some smart kindergartners out there.
True.
Yeah, look, don't be saying that about calling your fans kindergartners when you just scored 9 points.
Yeah.
A kindergartner can tell that your offense sucked. A kindergartner can tell that you weren't very good. Don't be doing that, man. But, yeah, play calling it's one of those things that we're all critical of it at times. And, you know, so much of it is, almost it's like playing poker. Sometimes you're making moves to use later and they don't work.
Yeah.
And sometimes it depends on your personnel and the guys that you have. And it's not an easy thing to do and everybody can see it. I mean, every mistake is out there. 713-780-ESPN. Let's grab a quick phone call. Matt, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Sports.
I just had a quick question regarding fantasy. I wanted to see who would you guys start this week? I have the Cardinals defense and the Seahawks defense. I'll
start the Cardinals defense. Yeah, I don't want any part of Green Bay right now.
Yeah, and... Okay, guys.
I mean, in Seattle's defense, it didn't look great last week against Nick Foles.
No, you know? No.
That call is why I tell people every year, don't use a high pick on your defense. Don't be the first guy to draft a defense. Don't be the second guy to draft a defense. If you can, be the last guy to draft a defense.
Yeah, I also this is where I kind of have to remind you, please don't call with, do I start this person over this person calls? Because we're happy to do fantasy stuff, but it needs to be a fantasy question that applies to everybody, because your own team is pretty masturbatory. You care about it, and that's great, and we want to help you out and all, but that's what ratings are out there for, and everybody has them. So just take a look at that. But if you've got a fantasy question that applies to other people, then we're more than happy to answer it. You know, how often do I have to tell people that I don't use my work email? Because I walk in today and one of the ad people says, how'd you get my email? No. I just sent it to you. No, I haven't seen it.
They've all figured it out with me.
Well, I've only told them. And
you made the mistake of setting yours up. I still haven't even done that.
So, of course, now I have to log on to that one, and I've got like 50 emails from stuff on here.
Yeah.
That company meeting, stuff like that.
Only 50? I figured you had more.
No. But, well, for the most part, everybody knows to email my, you know, just, they know the one I use is the Gmail one. So, anyway. Guess what we got coming up? Hoffman on Hollywood, and that's it. Man, this show has flown by. All right, quick break. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. To fly away. But you can't judge a book looking at the company. You can't love someone unless you're with another. No, you can't win a war fighting with your brother. You wanna have this to is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
McGow Studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Would you like to win fantastic seats to UFC 192 or a pair of tickets to see an MLB playoff game? Or how about a four-night stay at the all-inclusive Miraval Resorts in Nuevo Vallarta, Mexico? In other words, are you up for whatever? Join Jason Braddock and the ESPN 97.5 Road Crew for Up for Whatever Sundays presented by Bud Light. This week, we're at Little J's on Washington from noon until 2 when the hometown team takes on the Panthers. It could be your Sunday to win whatever. All right, let's do Hoffman on Hollywood.
All right, let's see. Where should we start? Let's start with Halle Berry.
I'm a big fan of Halle Berry.
You a fan of the cleavage?
I'm that scene in Swordfish where she's...
Yeah,
that's...
She's got real boobs, and she's intent on keeping them looking right. She uses an extensive beauty regimen that includes spending $10,000 a month on cleavage. There's boosting creams and exfoliations, Creme de la Mer on her neck, chest, and cleavage. Plus, she does loads of push-ups and chest strengthening exercises, but spends $120,000 to keep her breasts looking good non-surgically. That's a lot of dough.
Yeah, she can afford it.
I guess so.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. She says, to stay alive in this business, do I need to do the same thing? When you see everybody going around, getting a procedure done, and she's working hard to break that trend. Good for her. You'll never guess who's been named in an assault against a woman. Chris Brown.
Oh, shocker.
Yeah, Monday night outside Platinum 84 Gentlemen's Club in Denver, Chris, French Montana, were shooting a new music video. We're told a woman who was not part of the production claimed she was forcibly thrown off Brown's bus after refusing to give up her cell phone. There were strict no cell phone rules because no one wanted videos or photos secretly shot, presumably because it's hard to get away with throwing women around when people are videoing it on cell phones. So, cops are investigating. They call him a person of interest, and they want to interview Brown and his posse. Did you see Steve Ranazzisi, the league guy?
Yes, I did see this.
I guess for a long time, I've never heard him say this, so I mean, it's a douchebag thing. I'd be more mad, I guess, if I'd taken the time to listen to the story and been, like, wowed by it. But the guy from the league has always said that he escaped the World Trade Center on September 11th. And now, 14 years later, he's admitted that he basically made up the whole story. Brian Williamson.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Yeah, not good at all. He said, I'm truly, truly sorry. I don't know why I said this. At least he didn't misremember, right?
Yeah.
That's worse. Misremembering is worse.
Yeah, I just don't know why you'd lie about something like that.
I don't get it either. But these guys seem to...
It does seem like it'd be a hard thing to... for somebody to prove that you weren't there.
Yeah.
But unless you were in Pittsburgh in a bar somewhere and somebody saw you there.
Yeah.
And told everybody, but... yeah.
And finally, there's there's an epidemic going around in pornography, Fred.
Oh, yeah?
It's a race problem porno has.
I thought it was going to be a robot thing.
No, last four times porn star James Dean tried to cast a black male performer in a scene for his website, the female star or her agent refused. In one case, an agent using the shorthand for interracial texted him saying that his client, quote, does not do IR yet. In another, Dean asked up front via text message whether a female performer had issues with black dudes. She wrote back, personally, no. Sexually, I'd rather not at this time. He responded, racist, then said, I will find someone else for this scene. She tried to save face, writing, I'm only 5 months in, haven't done IR yet. So apparently, this is like this is now viewed as the final, most extreme frontier in a white starlet's career is being willing to be with a black man. Popular industry wisdom has it that a female performer must slowly expand the range of things that she does on camera, going from standard boy-girl to backdoor to gangbang, for example, in order to build intrigue and keep her star from burning out. But apparently, this is as much physical as anything for some of these women. At least that's what they say. Dean says it's gross and racist, and I'm just sick of it. It's making it really difficult to get any sort of interesting scenes or to actually have a diverse group of performers. So that's the problem. And now they're the standard scene is an average of $1,000.
Yeah,
backdoor costs you about $1,200. Two at once, $1,400. Dean recently had an actress request an extra $500 to perform with a black man. In the case of contracts with big companies, female stars can get $2,000 plus for their first interracial scene. So double what it costs to do it with just a regular old white guy.
I keep thinking of that scene in Full Metal Jacket where...
yeah.
Yeah. You guys know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Well, that's off and on.
Oh, okay. I was just kind of curious where you were going there.
Yep.
All right. So you got anything else you want to get to here since this is your last few minutes on the show for the week?
Oh, man. We got to a lot of it. I feel pretty good about the week, Fred. I'm sorry that I'm leaving you tomorrow, but I'm not really sorry.
Yeah, it's for a good reason. It's a good cause.
Yeah, I'll be super busy all weekend.
And technically, it's your Labor Day.
Yeah.
Because you never took Labor Day. Neither did I.
Yep.
So I'll be doing one of these in a few weeks, as a matter of fact. But... you see the what the Phillies did by doing a Pope Francis rookie card and giving it out at the game?
I did not see that.
Yeah. I gotta say, the way the Phillies are going, I don't think a Pope card's gonna help them.
Yeah.
I don't think the Pope's really on their side. I don't think anybody is. I guess it can't hurt.
True.
Get somebody to pray for you, but I think rookie cards have gone too far when you're putting Frank on there. Blake on Twitter had asked this about 1580 get you into Harvard. And I know a lot of you guys that are younger, back when people like Ryan Fitzpatrick was taking the SAT, 1600 was the max.
Yeah.
And when I took it, it was 1600. So I know it's different now. It's on a different scale. But I couldn't tell you what it is, but I do know that 1580 out of 1600, pretty good.
Yeah.
Not that that's the only thing. I know there's a lot of dumb smart people. But, Orion says, better question, who keeps two defenses on their fantasy team?
Yeah, a lot of people are into that.
All right.
Not for me. I don't need a backup kicker.
No.
I don't even carry a backup tight end.
I usually don't either.
I don't carry a backup quarterback in a lot of leagues because whoever I'm carrying is going to be just the same as the next guy on the waiver wire.
All right, that's going to wrap it up. Really good job today by John Lee. I thought really good job by AJ. Actually, I thought I was almost decent today.
You've been worse.
So we will be back to tomorrow. I will, with Jason Braddock filling in for AJ.
I'll be drunk in a bar in New Orleans and this time tomorrow.
You'll be back Monday. So
that's right.
Have a great trip. We'll see you then. Till then, stay sporty, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.